another day of the week, but it wasn't, and so I missed a valuable meeting, but trying to catch up on some things. And I was hoping that Keith would be here today, because at the previous meeting, as these minutes reflect, on March the 22nd, I had several handouts from District 5 and Branson Hills Parkway, and we added a project on there. I believe it's Branson Hills Town Center intersection as a regard to that discussion. But as I recall, Keith was not here at that time, and I had a special handout from that meeting I was going to hand to him to make sure he got all the information, because we want him to be abreast of, you know, actions that were taken on some hot spots there in Branson. But just in general, I had a couple of comments about that the most important thing we do is maintaining these 50 projects or so. I've got my list to 49. And keeping them updated, keeping them out where the public can find them. I had an inquiry from a person in my district. They're going to be filing a project description, and they didn't have it ready for this meeting. They're going to be filing it for the next meeting. It has to do with the highway grade separation at Highway 76, or Country Boulevard, as it's known now, which is also another Branson project. But so that's going to be upcoming. But they couldn't find any information on our charter. I told them it was on the website, easily to be found. And for some of us it is, because we've found it before. And when they started asking for our projects and what we were doing and how to write up a project and how to describe it, I said, well, go on the website and you'll see it. But I went on there, our charter's on there, nice and plain and updated with the latest charter that we've got. But this list doesn't seem to be being published on there. I would recommend that the public be advised of, you know, all the current projects we're working on, especially the list of items that we've got, you know, off the list. And because when they want to know what we're really doing, what this board recommending to the commissioners, and what the priority items are, and they're in priority order, they find out very quickly that Taney County Expressway heads the list. So my recommendation is that, I don't know, Devin, maybe we have somebody in the organization that updates the Taney County site. If we could have this added somewhere near where there were some references on there too about you could put in a search, and it went right to the Taney County Board charter. That's the way I found it, just that quickly. But there's nothing on there about our current project list. It'd be good if we could send an inquiry to find out who might be able to get that updated. And
yeah, I can take it to the commission, since we're an advisory board, and if they approve it to be on there, then I can get it added.
Yeah. Do we need to make a recommendation to that? Or
I think that's just guidance to the staff. I don't think
good. And Travis is keeping up the latest ones. We could do that at least annually, and maybe twice a year if it's easy to be done as far as just getting it up there. And then I was really going to try to go down a bit with Keith Francis about the Branson items. There's some of these projects that are languishing on here, been on here 5, 6 years, 7, 8 years. Are we ever going to get to prioritizing and doing something, you know, about them? And we can't, as an advisor board, all we can do is advise, but the people that can carry them out are people like Rick and the head of Hollister and Keith, representing Branson. So I'm just recommending at large, between now and the end of the year, before we finish out this year, let's keep focused on encouraging. Mr. Chairman, if you could send a text to Keith, I think I've asked for, you know, him to, he's talked about a long-range plan that we're putting together, short-range, long-range plan, and I think they've got it together. Didn't Keith mention a few items of accomplishments that done at the partnership meeting that were?
He did. I think that this isn't great news to anybody. Branson's going through a knothole backwards, and they're not doing a lot of, they're trying to sort out who they are
right
now. And so right now, I think, and from meeting with Keith a week ago, they're going to make some progress, and they're going to be able to be a little more functional here pretty quick, but they've just had a false start on a city administrator, and they're kind of working on acting people in some positions, and they're trying to figure out finances, and so our ability to do normal business is probably a little bit hamstrung until they get their feet back on the ground. Totally, they're doing better, but there's still a lot of I don't know, indecision, indecisiveness, and so they're going through that. Yeah, I mean, you're welcome to try and get his take on things, and he did say that they're making some progress on some stuff.
Yeah, he mentioned additional progress on the strip in itself. Mm-hmm. 76 Country Boulevard is known now, and the city owns that and maintaining it. And he pointed out the accomplishment of that one section, and I believe it's section one, the one that's fronted Presley. He said just they had a ribbon cutting here two weeks ago about that's got all the finished product of the sidewalks and all the wires underneath the roadway, and they're marching on to two additional sections that have gotten approval to go into to do additional sections going from there to the end of the strip. They're starting on the far end of the strip for the additional by Ballparks of America on that. He knows all the particulars on
that. Yeah, that's a global project. That's one of their large focuses. But the brightest fire was Gretna Road, where they had all the water damage and the road was closed, and they devoted a lot of resources and focused on getting that road back open and get the damage repaired and things like that. That has been accomplished now.
So, right, the height of the season too. That was a great accolade.
So at any rate, I think all of those have to weigh into what they do, and then again, having funds for all of these projects plus the regular scheduled stuff. And I think it's been probably publicly discussed that they're concerned about where they're really at with their finances. So rather than committing finances to another project before they're sure, I think that's probably where they're going. That's not any excuses, and Keith can speak to that more directly, but generally I think that's probably where they're at.
They have a big sewer plant issue scaring them still on the face that I don't think they've resolved yet.
I think they started construction on that this week.
So they
flood wall at Compton? Is that what you're
yeah.
talking about? Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they started construction.
Well, that is a major.
Construction on that would be like first of the year. We're designing now, but construction actually started.
Okay, because I thought they were talking about making some progress on that.
They're doing some of the little stuff themselves, but the actual wall.
Okay. So obviously, Mr. Chairman, we need some updating and posting on so we can. And I think that where we come in is matching up funding for these projects and not knowing where they're what they've committed to on their master list. We need to know that too, and hopefully some of them are these projects are being built into that maybe over time, hopefully not another 6 or 7 years to attack all these. But maybe we could focus on also emphasizing the top 15 or the top 10 in addition to the very top project, Taney County Expressway and 76 Boulevard, have a top 10 below that we really keep reviewing each month that we meet and see what the progress is, see if we can't get some things done on. And of course, Devin's checking up some of these off the list with the water crossings, the roadways he's working on, and that's great work. Those actually fall down probably in the lower rankings, but they're still getting them off the list. And their priority,
even on here.
Yeah, their priorities that the county has funds and personnel to work with, and so that gives us a list of accomplishments. But that your force is carrying those out. I think if you look at that the list we've got here, it would be somewhat slim. So with that, I'll touch that. I just wanted to make a few more remarks about trying to stay focused and working with Keith, especially. The Branson items, I've got so many in my district that are continual. They're not complaints, But I keep hearing people raise the question, when is that ever going to be done? When is that intersection light at Buchanan High School ever, where that hazardous intersection is, when is that ever going to be looked at? When is that intersection in front of Walmart there where the new KFC opened up and that traffic jam, that's, that tail space that's always lined up there every time you go over that area?
That would be real simple. They need to have a traffic engineer go out and readjust the lights.
That would
you
be
set right. through three lights to pull out a KFC before it will allow you to go out.
That would be the number
that's
one
pretty
answer.
Simple.
That's a short list.
If they can do it.
Then there may be some longer term things. But so maybe we can take that up to the next meeting. We missed it last meeting, but keep it on the table until we're able to discuss it more and have you prioritized. And as the funding starts to flow out, as I've seen some things, some potential funding coming our way, and before the Biden administration exit office, they've gotten some approval funding and infrastructure funding that I think is going to be overwhelming, and people are going to be jumping on that. And so hopefully we'll be able to match it up with what our needs are.
Now, have you read some of that stuff that Sonny Anderson sent out post-meeting? Hopefully I pumped that out to everybody. You can find out that the infrastructure discussion, that infrastructure funding that's all coming out, is not really as it's being politically advertised. A great deal, the majority of it, is existing funding. They're just rolling it into the fact that outcomes funding. For the most part, it isn't going to change hardly anything. There isn't this big tranche of new money. It's the old money with some lipstick on it. So if you read that stuff and you think through it, Ashwari, am I wrong about this?
No, most of them are. That's already been there. There's a few new ones.
Yeah, there is a few new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get ready to spend some new money, where is it?
Right.
And that rolling it out, it was rolled out. Where we have a problem is we are supposed to have a 5-year highway transportation funding program in Congress. We've had, I believe, one of those in the last 15 years. Otherwise, we operate off of a continuing authority. What the continuing authority does is says we're going to give you the same thing you got now in the future. Construction costs go up 12% a year, so we have functionally 12% less than we had last year. You do that over a 10-year period, you don't have very much. So that's kind of pulling the curtains back and looking at what's really happening there. We pumped out, what, $12 billion in COVID funding, but that went to entitlements. That did not go very much to infrastructure.
Some of it just disappeared.
Just disappeared. So all I'm saying is just take a very critical look at all of that stuff and see what difference it actually makes. Jason, we're scouring for money, right on Highway 86.
Scouring for money, whatever you can ask for out there, just about. 86 is one of them. Future improvements on 86, the current stuff on 86. We submitted 2 BRO applications for Tana County this week or last week.
Now, my question is, on all that stuff you're doing, is there any programs that just magically appeared that we have not been involved with before? Like the governor's cost share program that's been here for a couple of years, the MTFC.
The earmark was the only one that returned. You know, it was McCain rallied against earmarks or Obama, one of the two. They disappeared then, they returned, so we did the earmark, which I don't call it that, but it's an earmark. For the bridge for the Tannehill County Expressway, that got put in by Representative Long's office.
And that is supported by Blunt and Long.
Yep. And that is really the only thing. you could call new because it's been about a dozen years since it existed.